All right, it is time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Bobcat has 2, Boz and Roxanne each have 3.
All right, so Bobcat, you are in third place. You are going to start first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Thursday, the Supreme Court voted 4-4. To block Obama's executive action on blank.
Immigration.
Right. On Wednesday, U.S. officials confirmed that blank launched 2 mid-range missiles toward Japan.
North Korea.
Right. On Tuesday, Alaska's annual Midnight Sun baseball game was called on account of blank.
Sun.
No, darkness. On Thursday, Volkswagen agreed to pay over $10 billion to settle their blank scandal case.
The incorrect emissions.
Right. Instead of answering questions about Donald Trump, Representative Daryl Issa of California blanked.
Did an interpretive dance.
No. He jumped over a fence and ran away. Representative Issa was attempting to get into the RNC headquarters when assembled reporters and protesters began to ask him questions about the presumptive nominee of his party. Instead of answering, Representative Issa hopped over a fence and ran as fast as he could.
Hilarious.
Bill, how did Bobcat do on our quiz?
He got 3 right, 6 more points. He has a total of 8. He is in the lead.
Well done. We flipped a coin. Roxanne has elected to go last, so Maz, you are up next. Fill in the blank. This week, Senator and former presidential hopeful blank went back on his pledge and decided to run for re-election.
Rubio.
Yes, Marco. On Thursday, the House approved a bill allowing $1.1 billion in spending to combat blank.
Zika.
Right. This week, FARC rebels signed a ceasefire agreement with the government of blank.
Colombia.
Right. Thanks to an X-ray machine, a woman in Boulder was prevented from smuggling blank into the courthouse there.
A gun?
No, a giant iguana. On Thursday, 2 sick U.S. workers landed safely in Chile after being rescued from a research base at blank.
Antarctica.
Yes, the South Pole. It was announced this week that the new Star Wars movie would feature the return of blank.
Darth Vader.
Yes, a Swedish professional soccer player was ejected from a game this week after he blanked during play.
He was ejected after he blanked during play. He showed off his nudity. He went naked.
No. He farted. According to the ref, he saw the offending act as, quote, a deliberate provocation. Therefore, the player received a red card. But the player claims he's innocent, saying, quote, I had a bad stomach. Maybe he thought I farted in my hand and threw the fart at him, but I did not. Regardless of intent, the smell was so bad that this was the first time in the history of soccer that players fell to the ground in pain and actually meant it. Bill, how did Maz do on our quiz?
Hey, Maz did all right. 5 right, 10 more points. Total to 13, he stepped in and took that lead right away from
all
the
right.
Bobcat.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
How many then does Roxanne need to win, as we know she always loves to do?
5 to tie, 6 to win. We'll
all
count.
Right. Here we go, Roxanne. This is for the game. On Wednesday, thousands gathered to celebrate the blank's first NBA championship title.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's right. On Thursday, the Supreme Court upheld blank for university admissions.
Affirmative action.
Right. This week, a woman in Newfoundland called 911 to report blank.
There was this soccer player outside a window.
That her pizza did not have enough cheese on it.
On Thursday,
scientists reported that there may have been a liquid ocean on blank.
Venus.
No, Pluto. This week, a judge ruled that Led Zeppelin did not plagiarize their song blank.
Stairway to Heaven.
Right. A passenger in an elevator in Encino, California was shocked when the emergency phone rang and the person on the other end blanked.
Said they were stuck in an elevator.
No, the person on the other end of the phone, of the emergency phone in the elevator, tried to sell him a timeshare. Guys riding in the elevator, as you do, everything's fine. When suddenly the emergency phone starts ringing, and he's afraid that something might be wrong, so he pushes the answer button, and the person on the other end starts telling him to act now or miss an exciting opportunity to purchase a vacation property at amazingly low prices. We wanted to learn more, but we couldn't reach the man at his new summer home, a beautiful elevator in Palm Springs. Bill, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
She got 3 right, 6 more points, total to 9. Let's hear it from Moz, our winner this week.
High five. Fifth bump.